Stories Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 135. This is where I post a topic, and then you come up with stories based on that topic. The topic this week was, "Hey, these aren't my pants," the kind of thing that Justin the Space Turtle would come up with. And yeah, that's kind of crazy. NaNoWriMo's kind of getting to some folks, I think. Anyway, let's take a look at the voting from last week and see who has won the right to go first this week. And I'm going to just pull up the page. And Eva Moon with 10 votes. You know, I took a look at the stats. I don't like looking at the stats for this podcast, but I looked at the stats, and 10 is a small fraction of the number of people who listen. So, folks, I want you to go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and for this podcast, I want you to listen to all these stories and vote for your favorites, okay? I want to see a bunch of votes, all right? So, here's Eva Moon and her story for this week.
Hello, this is Eva Moon with another entry into the 100 Word Story Contest. The theme this week is, "Hey, these aren't my pants." And here is my exactly 100 word story. "Hey, these aren't my pants." If you had asked me what my feelings might be, were I in a situation to utter those words, I would never have guessed delighted. But that turned out to be exactly the case. After weeks of stringent dieting, self-denial, and exhausting exercise, I was ready to meet my old college boyfriend. But when I went to put on the pencil-thin pants I'd bought just for the occasion, I couldn't get them over my hips, much less zipped. I stood with tears in my eyes until I noticed I'd grabbed my son's pants by mistake.
Thank you, Eva Moon. Oh, man. And congratulations on winning last week's competition. And, well, right off the starting gate, who knows? We may have a winner. Now, I'm not allowed to skew the vote that way. But, folks, really, when I want to see folks voting, you're listening to this. Either that, or there are a lot of iPods out there that are wasting a lot of space on podcasts that nobody's listening to. It doesn't take long to type podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Just think of Adam Curry, and you'll know that his podcast is full of crap. You'll think of all these podcasts that are starting up from major media outlets. Without fail, you're going to think Bill O'Reilly, full of crap. Joe Scarborough, full of crap. Chris Matthews, all these people just taking their broadcasted content and archiving it up and calling it a podcast. I mean, yeah, Science Friday, they do that, but their stuff is good. And it's not like conjecture and opinion. There's science there. Them scientists, they're smart. But you forget the Chris Matthews and all that garbage. You know, who cares? Okay. Whatever, you know, but vote. Not for me, but for these people that work so hard on their stories each and every week. Let them know that you appreciate them, and let them know that, hey, you might enjoy a little bit of something, you know. Give your vote of confidence for them. I mean, all these people that voted for Obama and McCain and Fred Thompson. Let the world know. Okay, now that I've gotten that out of the way, I'll probably bring it up again, time and time again. The next story is by Anima Sabaletta. And here's her story.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 135. The McChillishays.
Oi! These ain't me trousers.
They're mine. You realize it's been 6 weeks since we returned from Scotland. Think you can start talking normal again?
Lassie, I'm a Machilliche, a very proud Highland clan, not to be trifled with. Whose pants are they?
Whatever. When I married you, you were Jack Shay. Just because you found some distant fourth cousins, all of a sudden you're Braveheart. Must you wear that ugly orange and purple plaid skirt and fur purse?
It's a kilt, Sassenach, and Sporan.
Fine. Kilt. Just so long as we agree who wears the pants in this family.
It's like a 1-2 punch. Thank you, Anima. By the way, folks, I know this is getting out a little late today. I mean, if I am delayed by a day, everyone thinks I've been run over by a truck. Speaking of run over by a truck, you want to come in here? Come here, boy. Come here, buddy. Yeah, what do you want to tell me? Okay. He's been hanging out with me all day. He's such a good boy. We have the door open. He's not going outside. I don't know why. He doesn't want to go outside. Maybe it's not that sunny out anymore. He's like, oh, I don't want to deal with the darkness and the icking. He loves it when it's cold. And he'll run around, you know, running around. He jumped from one side of the gate to the other, you know, circus kitty type. You know, we're watching. He's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. He's doing that pumping kind of thing. I'm going to do it. And he gets all the way to the edge and then jump. And he jumps like 3 feet beyond the edge of the gate. You know, lands on the wood, and it's like, dude, you really put way too much into that, Evel Knievel. Anyway, that's Nardo. Next up is Sogent Harrop. That's right, Sogent is back. He was, you know, in Plurk. He was going, oh, I've got a story, I've got a story, I've got the perfect story, I've got the perfect story. And he got it. And here is Sogent's perfect story.
Hello, Sogent here, and back with a 100-word story for this week's weekly challenge, which is weekly challenge number 135. Legend has it that the ghost of Abraham Lincoln wanders the White House halls, but up until now you didn't know why. And now, the rest of the story. It was hot in the laundry room. Sweat dripped down the face of James Robert as he labored over the mounds of laundry. Oh, the indignities he suffered for the cause, he thought, as he surreptitiously made the exchange and left unnoticed. The next day, a man wakes up, puts on his pants, but notices something is terribly wrong.
Hey, these aren't my pants.
A confused President Lincoln wanders down the hallway mumbling. For you see, James Robert, Jim Bob to his friends, was a special agent from the Confederate Psychological Warfare Department. And that's the rest of the story.
Okay, so you took my comment on Abraham Lincoln, you just went ahead and did a story about Abraham Lincoln, man. You do know that February 9th, 2009, 200th anniversary of his birth. Maybe we'll make, you know, I'll just force that to be, that week, to be Abraham Lincoln as the topic and just say, I'm ruling this podcast with an iron fist. And just do that kind of thing. Or not, I don't know. Anyway, thank you, Sergeant.
Hey, these aren't my pants.
Ooh, I'm not going to last through this whole podcast. I'm going to run out of air. Okay, who's next? It's the guy who came up with this topic. It's Justin. I got to tell you, Justin, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to switch my ringtone to something else because even though I've jacked up the amplification on it, I can't hear it. It's like, I'm like, that's, then again, I've got my iPod on and, you know, I never, and if I have it on vibrate, it's not like it can vibrate out. What's the vibrate equivalent of? I don't know. We'll talk. Anyway, here's Justin and his story.
Space Journal. Justin Lomaster here with today's 100-word story. Today's story, based on my topic, Hey, These Aren't My Pants, is titled Platoon Pantaloons. Sergeant Slaughter slammed the magazine into his automatic rifle. Corporal, bring my red vest. Yes, sir. The corporal got the vest, then gave it to the sergeant. Why do you wear a red vest into battle, sir? So if I get shot, the red will hide the blood, and the soldiers won't lose morale. The sergeant slung the rifle over his shoulder, then walked out of the bunker. The corporal pointed. Private, bring me those pants. Yes, sir. The private brought them over. Here you go, Corporal Simon, sir. Hey, these aren't my pants. I need the brown ones.
I love that gag. Don't you? Thank you, Justin. By the way, everybody's website that they send in for me to link, you can find those at the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Go there, look at the poll that you are all going to use. The Eva Moon won with 10 votes last week. I know, that's a lot. I mean, double digits. We like the term double digits. But still, I know how many people out there are listening. Come on, it doesn't take long. You can do it. You can go to the poll. You can click on people's links, see what other cool stuff they're doing. I mean, yeah, I promise I'm going to write stuff for Jeffrey Haidt. And I'm working on the Cosmic Lockpick. I'm working on Song of the Soda Jerk. And it'll be ready soon. I'm also working on a few other silly stories. But still, that's the one I really want to get up there. And if you go to the links, you go to everybody's stories, you go to, you'll see, you know, maybe you couldn't hear the word brown and you thought he said town pants. You know, because I got my town pants on. I'm going to town. You know, that kind of thing. Oh, well. Next up is, whoa, it is Jeffrey Haidt. Well, speak of the devil. Here he is.
This is Jeffrey Haidt with another 100-word story entry. This is week 135 with the topic of, Hey, these aren't my pants. This morning, there was a war between myself and my body. You see, my body didn't want to get out of bed. I was relentless. In the end, I won the war. However, my body did win some key battles, and the losses inflicted on both sides were severe. There were the normal ones, of course. Cold toes and the eyes that would not open. Legs that didn't want to move, and fumbling fingers. Then there were the unusual ones. The headache and backaches are new. The razor-necked face. But I did win. Hey. Wait, these aren't my pants. This has been The War by Jeffrey Haidt. If you enjoyed this story, please take the time to go out to greatheights.blogspot.com and see the other stories like it. If you're so inclined, please take the time to join in the challenge. Weekly challenge, prompt-based stories, heard this before maybe, where 100 words is only the beginning.
100 words is only the beginning. This is your leaping point to leap off to, say, let's say you write more, write them at Jeffrey's site. Let's say that you're actually writing awesome. You're wearing your awesome pants. Go to toily.com, look up awesome pants. You'll see. Hey, these aren't my pants. But there are all sorts of writing sites out there. Don't just hide in this little tide pool. Branch out, grow. Like Spore, like a typewriter monster flying through the galaxy, destroying all other civilizations. Yeah. Here, let's go with another author. Norval Joe. Norval Joe's got a news bulletin just for you.
Hi, this is Norval Joe. And this is my entry for weekly challenge number 135. Hey, these aren't my pants. And it's titled The Press Release. API, New York City. A newly found archive of recordings was found at the former recording site of Folkways Records. An untitled excerpt was found that is believed to have been recorded by the folk singing legend Bob Dylan. All that remains of what may have been a complete but unreleased song is...
We laughed a lot and then we cried. Our love was strong, but then it died. And then she turned to me like she's in a trance. And I said to her, hey, these aren't my pants.
It makes you wonder, what did we really miss out on? Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, you can hear the air conditioning come on. Look, folks, I'm going to give you some tips for podcasting. One, find a nice, quiet room. Two, put up a pop filter, a foam thing on your microphone to keep from popping it. Three, keep everyone out of the traffic. Four, turn off the TV, the air conditioning, and all of that. Five, script out your comments ahead of time. By the way, I do none of these. Oh, and save it in high quality format. Yeah, I don't do that either. Market it effectively. Be a total whore. Any site that allows comments, any podcast, call into other podcasts, even though you don't listen to them, say, hey, I listen to you all the time, and man, it's awesome, and hey, can you plug mine? I don't do any of that. What's the point? You know? I write. I like to write. It takes away time from writing. Okay, it takes away time from, you know, goofing off and listening to live music and falling asleep. I need, like, 9 hours of sleep a day. I'm getting old. All those of you who are older than 39 are now going to yell at me. Hey, let's continue. Next up is Mary Elizabeth, otherwise known as Sister Mary... No, she's not a sister anymore. They defrocked her. And, I don't know, maybe we'll find out if they de-pantsed her. Let's find out. Oh, yeah. I've got to read this one. Oh, dear. A week had passed since Krista had learned of her husband's affair, and she still hadn't figured out how to confront him. She was hurt and angry, but wasn't sure she wanted her marriage to end. Then, out of the blue, a package arrived in the mail. The hotel where Scott stayed on his last business trip was returning some items he had left behind. Krista opened the small box and choked back a sob. "How long has it been going on?" she demanded. Scott didn't seem to understand. A scrap of lace landed in his lap. "These aren't my panties." Yeah, I really totally read that line perfectly. If only Diva weren't in the hospital, I would have asked her to read that. That would have been perfect for her, or anyone. Actually, if there are those of you out there who want to volunteer to read these for folks and say, hey, if you send me the story, I'll read and record them because you're some obsessive crazy person. Maybe we can build up a teamwork kind of things where one person does the writing, the other does the reading. I don't know. Or like Saturday morning, if I don't get stories in and I throw you a story, you could just quickly record them. Because I can't read these for crap. I've been doing this for more than 3 years, and I'm totally, you know, I suck. Well, anyway, thank you, Mary Elizabeth. Next up is Ashley, who once again reminds me that he is a guy. There will be no punching in the face or dragging behind trucks. Instead, I'll be stuffed like a turkey and put in the oven. Okay, maybe not. Dude, by the way, lunch at work yesterday was catered, but it was like cheap catered. They had turkeys and stuff. They ran out of turkey in one area, but they had turkey in another, but they ran out of side dishes in another area. They ran out of gravy, but I put cranberry on my mashed potatoes and my stuffing. Oh, I love doing that. Forget gravy. I know there are some of you out there are just gravy crazy. Gravy crazy is a medical condition. And maybe we're going to learn more about that as we listen to Ashley.
Ashley here, and I have my story for the topic, Hey, These Aren't My Pants, episode number 135. The title of my story is Decisions. Jeremy stumbled across the road and into a large camellia bush. Once there, he began to dress in a rush. Even though he was to marry Margaret in 2 weeks, certain decorum was expected in this small southern town. Her father's big gun also helped. Jeremy snatched his pants about halfway up before they stuck. Hey, these aren't my pants, he exclaimed, and snatched them back off. Just inside the liner was a clearly printed name, Jack Simpson, Margaret's first love. Wondering about his future, Jeremy gazed up at Margaret's window as a cold breeze silently began to walk by.
Aww, it's so sad. Oh, well. But on a bright face, I mean, you know, he got somebody else's, hey, free pants, you know? All right. I'm afraid to bring up this next story because it's from Guy David, and he does the music at the beginning and the ending of this podcast, but the Troppa are gone. They're gone. The Troppa have left us. They've left us for... They're probably appearing on another podcast by now. I mean, the next Escape Pod will probably be all about Troppa. You know, it's going to be like, hi, I'm Steve Ely, and I got a great story about Troppa for you. It's from Guy David, and he brought it. And by the way, Guy did post all of his Troppa stories on Night Guy podcast. So it's a whole collection, so you don't have to piecemeal and pick out each of the weekly challenge ones. You can go and listen to them all at once. And Guy does that every now and then. Tom used to do that on Footnote. And did Caleb? Did you do that for yours? I don't know. Maybe if you ever, like, don't feel like doing a Black Tie Martini Club for the week, you know, just jam them all together. I mean, there was one that you had that was in that best of, and that one was my favorite. Anyway, here's Guy David with his story for the week.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from Night Guy, found at nightguy.guydavid.com. I have a short promo for you, then a story. Enjoy! Hi there, I'm Guy, and I'm offering you unique electronica in reasonable prices for your projects, like the music you can hear playing in the background. Check out more of my music at www.guydavid.com. Then contact me and we'll talk more about what I can offer you. My email is art@guydavid.com. Dwaddlewolf the Troll looked around him in disgust. Those elves sure left their mess around. Ever since the mags had them sign those peace treaties, the trolls had to treat those damn elves nicely, and even, oh the horror, with respect. Dwaddlewolf sure missed that amazingly delicious elf soup, and those elf snacks, oh those elf snacks. Still, those elven maidens were nice, soft, and friendly, and interspecies copulation was looked at by the mags with enthusiastic approval. The troll started putting his pants back, then shrieked in pain, shock and horror. Hey, these aren't my pants, he exclaimed.
Thank you, Guy. By the way, Guy, if you want to work up any more tracks, I'm too lazy to rip them from all the 16ths that I archive. Just if you've got any loops or whatever, or just long pieces, and you think, hey, this would sound good with him talking about death and roller skates and lobsters. Just throw him my way and I'll add him to the rotation. I've been so lazy. I mean, I've got the rain, I've got the suspense, I've got the loops, and it's like, keep using the same old template. And I made templates with them, too. And I still keep bringing up the same template, because I'm a lazy butt. And that's one bit of advice of podcasting that I want to give out. Be a lazy butt. It saves you time. Next up is Tom from midi.libsyn.com. That's the only other URL other than podcasting.isfullofcrap.com that I'm going to say, because I keep wanting to say Tom from Footnote. It's been almost a year, man. What happened to your friend? What happened to the other dude? You know, there was Tom and the other dude. Everyone, you know, knew it was, hey, that's Tom and the other dude's podcast. What happened? In fact, maybe that'll be next week's topic. Everyone guess what happened to Footnote. Here's Tom.
Hello, night people, Tom here, and tonight's story is called Not Good. I heard of this competition in Texas. I think it was called the Infidelity Olympics or whatever. The contest I remember was jump out of bed, put on your pants, and dive out the window. So I headed down to Amarillo and signed up in the novice category. I was doing pretty well until I discovered the pants I grabbed had a zipper on the side. Hey, these aren't my pants! I yelled as the judge kicked open the door with a shotgun loaded with rock salt. Out the window I went in my Gloria Vanderbilts, swan to the salt.
Thank you, Tom. One more story to go. I think you all know who this is going to be from. So, let's just get it on.
It is a tradition to announce promotions by running a soldier's pants up the flagpole and making them climb the pole to get them back down. I passed the sergeant's exam with flying colors and knew I was getting 3 bars soon. So when I was shaken awake at 5 a.m. and told, "Go get your pants!" I jumped out of bed and ran for the flagpole. As I climbed, I heard laughter instead of applause as I reached the skirt. My promotion is coming tomorrow. The commanding officer's secretary is getting hers today. I slid down, angry as hell.
And that's it for the weekly challenge number 135, These Aren't My Pants. Thank you very much to everyone who participated this week, and be sure to thank them, you, the listeners, thanking the writers and the recorders and the storytellers. Thank them by going to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, checking out their site, seeing what they're up to, drop them a line, hey, I like writing comments, and also voting for your favorite stories of the week. I know how many of you people are out there. Come on, it just takes a moment. I'm not asking for PayPal donations like some,
hey, give me a little something to pay for bandwidth and that kind of thing, and it's not begging.
No, I don't do that. I'm not begging for sponsorships. What kind of idiot would sponsor this podcast? I'm not begging for comments. I'm not begging for emails. I'm not begging for food. I want you to show the performers here, the writers, the creative individuals behind the site. Okay, actually, they're so far behind, they're forward. They're in front of the site. I want you to show your appreciation by letting them know if you like their story. And you can vote for more than one. It's checkboxes. At least I think you can vote for one. Did I screw up this week? Let me check. Nope, it's checkboxes. Sometimes I worry that I screw up. Anyway, That's it for today. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow, Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln continue. And also, there's going to be a storytelling event in 1 week at the Lonely Yak Roadhouse. If you are a storyteller who isn't in Second Life that wants to be a part of this, or you want to listen, it's not going to be streamed out. You got to go into Second Life. Get yourself an account. Hey, there are all sorts of wacky new crazy last names, like Tungsten. Hey, Tungsten, man. You can have the last name of Tungsten. How cool is that? Wolfram Tungsten could be your name.
Hey, that's a chemistry joke.
Whatever, loser. Anyway, thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief. Closing.